Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. I can tell you this. I am 42 years old, been a Philly sports fan my entire life, and have never felt before a scenario at a trade deadline like this. Now, maybe the closest approximation maybe would have been the Phillies this year in a weird year where there was an expanded playoffs. Now, if you remember, for a good while there, it looked like the Phillies were going to be above 500. They ended up being below 500 because they kept losing the last 10 games of the season. But for a while there, it looked like they'd be a little bit above 500. Not very good, but likely to make the playoffs. And what do you do there? So there's a little bit of a similarity to this situation with the Eagles. But let's be real. I mean, guys, let's just lay it out there. We've never, ever, 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 ever had a scenario before where the Eagles or any team in Philadelphia sports has a record or a winning percentage that would be akin to 2-4-1, but in first place. I mean, it's absurd. So what do? Do you buy at the trade deadline? Do you sell at the trade deadline? Or do you kind of do nothing and you hold at the trade deadline? Let's go to the phones, find out what people think. 215-592-9494. Kick it off with Joe in Mayfair. Joe, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen, and what a train wreck last night, but I'll get into that after I make my Eagles point.
Yep.
Again, it doesn't matter as long as you get to the dance, and I get about trying to get some assets for some aging players, but again, I'm not going to blame the players that are on the field, and I want to give them every opportunity to get to the dance and see what Carson can do in the dance. Not every team from day one is great. So I know we had a full deck pretty much and lost to the Redskins. Doesn't mean that same team can't gel later in the season when they play more together.
Doesn't they're going to be great though, Joe.
You never know.
No, but I'm just telling you, based on your calls in the last 2 weeks, and I love you, you know that. I do think you are overrating how good they can become.
I didn't say how good. What I'm saying is if you get to the dance and you have a home game, regardless of how many fans are in the seats, I would love to give Carson a chance of retribution for what happened to him last year. And you never know what's going to happen to another team, injuries, things like that. I mean, I think about this, guys. If you had Jordan Howard in the backfield for short yardage this season, would you be seeing Carson Wentz doing all these extra runs? Probably not. So, again, it all comes down to this general manager making poor decisions over the last two or three years for us to even be in this situation.
For what it's worth, Jordan Howard has been a disaster with the Dolphins.
I'm just talking about a short yardage back where if you need a yard or two, he was dependable for us last year. The Dolphins are a different organization. He was successful here. My whole point is if you have a chance to win a division and you have a chance to add a power back, and that's the only thing that I would add is a short yardage back – to try to save Carson 20, 30 carries for the rest of the season because they are overusing him in that role like he's a big fullback, like a pinball and a pinball machine. They need to save him. Now, again, you're going to win a slot division at 6-9-1 or something like that. If they don't win this division, it's even worse than we thought. You have to give yourself a chance to win a playoff game, don't you guys?
I'm going to ask
Would
you.
Would you agree with that
I'm gonna
if
ask
you get to the dance?
I'm going to ask you a question to answer your question. I just want to know your answer to this first. Is your point to win a playoff game or to win three playoff games?
You got to win one first, right?
But you have in your mind the possibility of winning three, right, Joe?
If you win one, you only have two more to go, right?
See, I don't. That's where you and I, it's like, yes, they can win.
I don't think so either, Joe. I don't think they're going to go to the Super Bowl. But if I can get something out of this season, salvage this 2020 season where Carson gets a playoff win, and the second half of this season
shows something
to where you want him to be that top 10 quarterback. We all do. If you get rid of parts, then you're actually going backwards with Carson. And secondly, just real quick, this is the reason COVID will never go away. It takes one idiot to be so selfish and so self-centered to now he has a chance to spread it, and then that spreads. So I just want to thank Major League Baseball for not escorting that man off the field last night. It's a disgrace how that was completely handled and why this country's going, as Glenn Macnell says, a hell in a handbasket.
All right, Joe, we got you, man. There's a lot in Joe's call to react to. We'll get to the Turner thing in a moment. But, John, I knew I could tell that he's way more optimistic than most. And I'm generally a pretty optimistic guy when it comes to, you know, hey, anything can happen. But I could hear that Joe wants to say, once you win one, you can win two. Once you win two, you can win three playoff games. I don't think this team can win three playoff games. So to me,
I'm positive that they can't.
This question is, you agree, John, like he's too, look, he makes his case. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there like, yeah, that Joe and Mayfair,
I appreciate the positivity and the theory that he's, you know, hoping applies here.
I mean, he's saying bye because you can really win.
I've seen the way these other teams look in the NFC.
Yeah.
And I just saw us outplayed by the New York Giants. You know, like and it's not like that was an outlier on our part where we just had a down game.
Right, it's been seven games.
We are down, period.
Dude, I agree with you. Hank in Bordentown. Hank, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Hi, Hank.
So, I got to say, blow it up. I got to say, let's be sellers, man. Because what's the point of holding on to what we have right now other than guys like Wentz, Miles Sanders, you know, Dallas Goedert.
Right.
What's the point of holding on to it? This is our problem. We hold on to things like Jason Peters. And that guy just turns my stomach all the time. He was great for in his prime. But this is what happens. We start getting this hope. Like, hey, yeah, let's go and win one game. Credit to the previous caller. One game in the playoff. I can't look that far. Can we honestly, we're talking about one playoff game. I can't even see us winning all of the next three games, you know? So at the end of the day, I look at it and I say this, let's sell, keep what we can continue to grow here. Let's win some weapons. Let's stack that defense up. We got players that's on this team that's overpaid and not doing much of anything. And this is what we do year in and year out, time in and time out, we do the same thing, and we hold on to players. So let's sell it. Let's get rid of it. I hope we go to the playoffs.
Let me ask you a question, Hank. You got the stomach for it? Like, are you saying sell Mills and McLeod because you're not quite as attached to them, or are you saying you have the stomach as an Eagles fan for them to trade Brandon Graham or Jason Kelce?
I'm going to be honest with you. You trade who has value that hasn't made a difference for this team.
Well, hold on a second. The guys that other teams are going to want are guys that do still make a difference. This isn't trade Nate Gary. This is, are you going to trade Jason Kelce? This is, are you going to trade Brandon Graham? Because no one wants Nate Gary. But, yeah, there's some teams that would say, heck, yeah, my center got hurt. I want Jason Kelce. Or, hey, Brandon Graham's an upgrade. Like, that's why I say, do you have the stomach for that?
Yeah, you know why? Because Jason Kelce, and I love the guy, he's always on the field, very reliable, one of the best centers we've ever had. But at the end of the day, he's aging. Mm-hmm. He's getting there. And he's going to kick the can one of these days. So we got to get rid of it. And think about this. Think about this, Joe. When we have words that come out of our mouths like, you know, we fear the Washington Redskins. The Redskins with this team, it's time to sell.
All right,
not just the players. sell the doggone. We got to get some coaches.
Well, that's a whole other thing. All right, Hank, love the phone call as always, man. Appreciate it.
I agree with Hank.
See, and John, I'm specifically going to push people in that spot today. Like, don't give me the, hey, Jalen Mills hasn't really been that effective as a safety thing. Yeah, sure, I'll sell him. Like, I know a lot of people would say that. And okay, maybe you can get back a seventh. I don't know what you get from Mills. It's not going to be much. I mean, guys, let's remember, Mills isn't even under contract after this year. So whatever team gets Jalen Mills, gets him for 8 games. So, I mean, at best, I don't even know if a team would acquire him to be a safety or a corner. At best, you'd get a seventh-round draft pick for Jalen Mills. Maybe that's a seventh-round pick swap. I don't even know what that is. That's not the hard one. The hard one is, are you really willing to sell Brandon Graham and Jason Kelce? Are you really willing to trade Fletcher Cox and everything that represents, not just for this year, but even for next year? You know, it gets more complicated than just, you know, sell Nate Gary. Well, no one wants Nate Gary. So, you know what I'm saying? You really got to drill down on the names to get real about this. All right, let's go to Brent in Nazareth. What's up, Brent?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I think we need to stand pat. There's no reason to sell. Who knows what Howie would do with those draft picks if we got him. He might draft two more quarterbacks. So no reason to sell because that's not worth it. And any chance that, since Dallas is selling, that we can put them in the rearview mirror, grab the division title, go to the playoffs for 4 years in a row, that might lure some free agents here because we have a culture of winning. Going to the playoffs 4 years in a row. So I definitely think selling is not the way to go. Plus, this team has done a great job for two quarters every single game. We just need to get to where they're playing a full game of quality football, and I think they have that ability to do it, especially as more guys come back. Buying, you're right, they're not going to win three playoffs games. So don't mortgage the future just to get into the playoffs. Dallas may be selling because they've got talent they want to assess, and those guys might do a good job like the Eagles did at the end of last year.
All right, we got you, Brent. He's a hold. And listen, Dallas obviously is selling in part because they have a bad record, but also in part because they just don't believe in what's behind Dak Prescott to get the job done. And you can make a strong case, nor should they. So, yeah, I mean, it makes a lot of sense why Dallas is selling. I mean, Dallas should sell. By the way, I guess that should make it easier on the Eagles. And we were joking about this a day or two ago, like, yeah, please trade Everson Griffin. Well, they did. So Sunday becomes a little easier. I don't know. Maybe that guy wasn't giving great effort, and maybe they got a Greg Ward at that position will get in there and fight in a way that an older guy that's made his millions wasn't in Everson Griffin. I don't know, maybe. Right? But, clearly it makes sense for Dallas to sell. The Eagles are trickier because you're in first place.
Listen, come on.
You're in first place.
Okay, you're in first place. One play goes slightly different, and Evan Engram actually lives up to his potential and simply catches a ball. You're in last place.
You're in fourth place.
That's the you can't say that. You cannot say we're in first place and act like that's a great thing.
Well, it's not.
We're not a good team. There is a short period of time that you have a chance here to make moves that actually improve this team for next year. Standing pat, holding, you want to hold on to this?
Yeah, I want to hold. I want to hold.
So we'll be a lesser team moving forward. Like right now, you want to hold on to a team that's going to end up with 5 or 6 wins, maybe winning the worst division, and it will be the worst division in the entire history of the NFL.
I agree.
And that's your peak accomplishment. Like, you want to stand pat for that.
That's exactly
where
I am.
Instead of being better in 2021, you can move these guys, and it won't sound like for much right now, but if you move a few of these guys, you can get, four draft picks out of it that potentially change your team.
All right, let's take Rodney McLeod as an example. Let's use him. I think he's an interesting sell guy because he's not like a Jalen Mills, not so good, but he's also not Brandon Graham so great. And he's someone we love Rodney. He was part of the Super Bowl winning team, the whole deal. All right. Take him. So could they trade Rodney McLeod and get a 6th-round pick? Probably, yeah. They probably could. He's a solid safety.
Yeah.
So the question is, do I want the first-place Eagles to trade Rodney McLeod and open the door wider for
the
Washington.
First place Eagles but they are in first place, John.
They are in first place. Do I want to open the door wider for Washington to win the division and say for the next half a season, my safeties are Jalen Mills and Will Parks, and I don't even know who the third guy would be. Like,
what you're saying?
Do I want to do that? No, I don't want to.
What you're saying?
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
When you say the first place Eagles, you are spitting out exactly what you objected to Doug Peterson basically starting his press conference with, which was, "Hey, it's good to be at the top of the NFC East."
Different.
We're not. We're yes, factually speaking, we're at the top of the NFC East, but we are the pits. Like, this is nowhere close to what the expectations were for this team. This is nowhere close to what Howie told us we were gunning for every year.
I understand that.
And so right now, it's time to rip up this piece of paper, toss it in the trash, and start trying to figure out what is we must leave no stone unturned to try to reverse this trend, this downward trend that we've been seeing for the last 3 years. It's time to scrap it all. What we're doing isn't working.
Well, look,
and we got to try to make the most out of this opportunity. 6 days away,
yep.
We won't be able to trade guys away and get draft picks anymore.
To buy, to sell, or to hold from an Eagles standpoint, do you buy players, do you sell players, do you just stand pat with what you got? 215-592-9494. I'll tell you one thing we've got. A $25 gift card to Wawa today. Fall is here, and Wawa has you covered with the coffee you crave. Now, any size coffee for $1 or fresh brewed iced coffee for $2, gotta have Wawa. And we have, again, a $25 gift card to give away today. John, on a day that is the birthday day of the great Julia Roberts, Pretty Woman herself, who clearly burst into superstardom with the with the movie Pretty Woman in 1990. It was a massive blockbuster, and she was known by some people. You know, she'd been in Mystic Pizza. She'd been in some movies, but certainly was not a star. And upon that movie and how many incredibly long months it was in the movie theater, she became not only a star, she became a superstar with one role. And, John, I'm curious on a day that is the day of Julia Roberts' birthday. From your standpoint, from James and everyone listening at 215-592-9494, who had a role that made them, that just elevated their stature? Maybe they were known before, but it elevated them dramatically to becoming a star. What was a star-making role? Or, put another way, if it's not an actor or actress, who had a moment? Now, again, this is where you can go in a lot of directions. People in society, in any walk of life, who had a moment in any way that they went from basically unknown or little known to really well known because of a moment? A moment that was star making, a role that was star making. John, when you think of someone that fits this description, and best answer by the end of the show wins the Wawa gift card, what comes to mind for you?
This actor is one that you do an incredible impression of in the role that I'm speaking of.
Okay.
Matthew McConaughey, 1992. I didn't know who Matthew McConaughey was,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
1993, Dazed and Confused. Here comes Wooderson.
All right, all right, all right. What a disgrace.
Nailed it.
What a disgrace. I still don't even know what exactly this is in reference to, but okay, Wooderson in the movie Dazed and Confused.
It's an amazing movie.
The first time I heard of McConaughey, at least I think it was A Time to Kill, when he was the lawyer in A Time to Kill. But I guess this is prior to that. Seltzer, someone with a star-making role or a star-making moment.
Okay, so my guy burst on the scene, and everyone thought it was the worst idea that ever happened. Not a star, the opposite of a star. And then he went out on the ice one night and fell on his butt and threw stuff at people, and all of a sudden, Gritty was a national sensation.
That's pretty good,
yeah.
Man. That's really a good answer. Gritty, out of nowhere, in one day, went from a joke for like 48 hours to a star that we all embraced. I love it. Look, 215-592-9494, star-making role or star-making moment. I'll give you one of each. Star-making role, clearly one of the greats of all time, and it was one role that forever changed his entire life, the rest of his life. John, would be Sylvester Stallone. I mean, Rocky and everything that he was so little known,
mm-hmm.
not totally unknown, but really, 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 really little known to a superstar. Mm-hmm. And it all happened in one role. Another I'll give you that's not a role but a moment. She was known a little bit, certainly, because she was on the U.S. Olympic team. But when Carrie Strug stuck that landing in the Summer Olympics in 1996 in Atlanta, she became a massive, massive American star.
You're right.
Now, it's 24
America's
years later.
And, sweetheart.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I mean, she nailed it.
The drama, the bravery, the toughness.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
It was, you know. Big deal, man. Big deal.
I'll say.
All right, hit us up here, 215-592-9494. The gift card to Wawa for best answer, star-making role or star-making moment. Up ahead, we'll get into the Justin Turner fiasco last night. What happened with that? And, of course, the Dodgers winning the World Series, wrapping up the season. That, plus all your phone calls on the Eagles, should they be buyers, sellers, or just stand pat with what they got. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about a great bet type you can make this pro football season with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. A great way to bet and a simple way to bet. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. This way, the payouts, well, they'll pay you out even bigger when you win. What's cool, too, is that FanDuel will refund the first same-game parlay you lose on any pro football game each week up to $10, meaning you can place a bet, a different bet, risk-free every week all season long. And, of course, so much to look at for, let's say, this Sunday here in Philadelphia. First off, the team coming from Texas, their defense stinks, okay? So you might want to go with the over, for instance, in a game like this. Find a combination of bets, two bets, and get involved in the same-game parlay with FanDuel Sportsbook. When you sign up, make sure you use promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER. When you sign up with FanDuel Sportsbook, that's right, promo code HAMMER for the very, very, very best deals with FanDuel Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.